This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Diving right into news here from around the state in ag, Illinois is joining a multi-state lawsuit over proposed Trump administration rules on the food stamps that could cause hundreds of thousands of Americans to lose their benefits. The rule is expected to go into effect in April. It will limit states from exempting work-eligible adults from having to maintain steady employment to receive benefits. The rule is among three targeting the Supplemental Nutrition Program known as SNAP. Illinois could be among the hardest-hit states. State officials say there are over 140,000 people statewide in the affected category. Attorney General Kwame Raoul's office announced Illinois' role in the lawsuit last Thursday. Moving on now quickly to local ag news. Coming up in February, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, along with the Crossover Ministry, will be holding an event called 5F, covering faith, family, friends, farmers, and future. The event will highlight stress management in the ag industry, and it will also be an event to celebrate farmers and everything they do to feed the world. To explain more on this first-of-its-kind event is Montgomery County Farm Bureau Manager Katie Wilson.
Really looking forward to this event. We're partnering with Crossover Ministries, and we're calling this a 5F, and we're thinking of it as a high five to our farmers. And the 5 F's are faith, family, friends, farmers, and future. All very important things, and things that I think a lot of people listening have in common. This event is focusing on stress on the farm. We all know that this past year was super stressful. The weather itself caused a bunch of that. We couldn't get in the fields to plant, and then harvesting was really difficult. It was a late year. And then the markets and all the different stressors that come with farming. So that has been a really hot topic, unfortunately, in the ag industry lately. So we thought we would like to host an event to address that issue, hopefully provide some tips and some comfort to those people if they are struggling and they are stressed out, offer some ways to deal with that stress. And a good point that was brought up by Adrian DeSutter, who is our featured speaker for this event. Just a little bit about Adrian. She lives in Knox County with her husband. She's a farm wife. She previously was a counselor. So she's certified in counseling. And now this last year, she's really been working with ag groups and traveling the country to talk about mental health and stress on the farm. And when we were putting the flyer together to advertise for this event, she brought up a good point. We were talking about the wording. How do we want to promote this when we talk about stress? And she says, you know, sometimes our first mistake is that we want to get rid of stress, but really we just need to learn how to live with it and how to manage stress. So that is one of the key things we're hoping to offer from this event. Also a free meal. Milanis is going to be catering. It's free to the public. So all that we ask is you RSVP in advance so we know how much food to provide. And we invite farmers, your neighbors, your friends, family, ag industry professionals who work with farmers on a daily basis. We want this to be an educational event and just to help you out if you are stressed or if you're just wanting to learn more about how to manage stress and mental health. This is the event for you.
Again, this is going to be on February 20th. We didn't really cover the date. February 20th at the Farm Bureau office, and it's going to be in the evening. That's a Thursday night, so during the week. And, of course, as you said, with a meal, we're going to need RSVP.
Yep.
So that's,
yes.
That's going to be coming up pretty soon, too.
Yeah, we're asking for RSVPs by February 7th, which is not that far away. Somehow it felt like January was the month that never ends, and now it's almost over. So February 7th, RSVP by calling my office, Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Our phone number is 217-532-6171. Again, this event is taking place Thursday, February 20th. Registration and the meal will kick off at 6 p.m. The program will follow. We're thinking it's not going to last much longer than a couple hours, so you can plan your schedules accordingly. And again, it's being held at my office in Hillsboro, which is 102 North Main Street.
Again, that was Katie Wilson, Farm Bureau Manager for Montgomery County. An RSVP for the 5F event is tomorrow, Friday, February 7th, and the event will be held on Thursday evening, February 20th. Stay tuned. More WSMI Ag News in 90 seconds.
Want to own your future? Wayne Schaefer at Country Financial can help you find the right plan to get started. The kind of plan that will take into account all the things in your life that matter most. Contact Wayne Schaefer at Country Financial today at 498-5800. 498-5800.
M&M Service Company would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to their customers for their continued patronage over the years. Their customers are the foundation of their success, and without them, M&M wouldn't be where they are today. They are truly grateful for your trust in their company and look forward to serving your agricultural needs for many years to come. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Celebrate your love for that special someone with a Valentine party and make the menu easy and delicious with fresh farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. Your quiche will be unforgettable, made with Prairie Farms cream and sweet, creamy butter. Serve plenty of Prairie Farms French onion dip for chips and crackers. Or make a variety of homemade dips for fresh veggies using non-fat sour cream and plain yogurt. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, farmer-owned.
Are fuel prices costing you a fortune? Area Diesel Service can help with Agricultural Diesel Solutions modules. Over 1,000 applications can get up to 35% more horsepower, and these performance modules aren't just for planting and harvest. There are modules for medium and heavy-duty trucks and your light-duty diesel pickups. For details, call 800-637-2658 or visit the new redesigned website today by logging on to areadiesel.com. That's areadiesel.com.
And we're back here on your Afternoon Ag Show and continuing in local ag news. Coming up on the 15th, Rhodes Angus, 5 miles west of Carlinville, will be holding their annual open house and bull sale at the farm. To explain more on this year's sale is owner of the operation, Larry Rhodes, who explains not to expect any changes from past sales.
No real changes. People can stop by any time prior to the 15th. To look at the animals. They're very close and easy to find. And on the 15th, viewing will start really any time a person gets done with their chores. We'll get done with our chores around 10, and the animals will be there. And at 12:30, then would be the bid off, and that would be when a particular animal has more than one person interested in purchasing. Then there would be a bid off between those interested parties on that particular animal. And we'll start with the bulls, and after they sell, then we will go into the heifers.
Lots of people familiar with your operation and your farm, but you've got a nice flyer here that I'm sure you've probably sent out to previous buyers, but it just has the story of your farm and, you know, had the priorities of what your operation is. So, you know, if you wouldn't mind covering that, we'll go ahead and talk about that.
Our greatest priority is fertility and the longevity of the cow. We want that cow to be able to calve at 2 and then stay in the herd calving every 365 days. That is, without a doubt, the most economically important trait within someone's breeding program is that fertility, that extended cow performance. And when you throw in fescue, it can cause some problems. So We stress that animal that will do well in a fescue environment. Past that, you know, we want that, it's not all about the female. We also stress the importance of how that calf does and how it grows. Then if a person retains ownership, how those cattle will feed out as well as grid if they would happen to sell them on a grid marketing program. So, a couple programs that we're involved with. One is Top Dollar Angus, where we send the information on our cattle to Top Dollar Angus. It's a third-party verification system where they look at how do the cattle feed out and then how do they would they sell on the grid. So we'll have notations as to which of our cattle selling meet those specs. But then this year, the Certified Angus Beef program has designated certain animals as certified Angus beef targeting the brand qualified. So we also have those cattle mentioned with that. Now, that would just be the Angus cattle on the certified Angus beef deal. The top dollar program, that would be for the Angus as well as the Sim-Angus. So those are a couple things of note that if a person would have some questions, be glad to try to answer any question they may have. We also have a presence on Facebook under Rhodes Angus as well as a website, which is rhodesangus.com.
Again, the sale, that's Saturday, the 15th of February. It's 12:30 in the afternoon, so that'll be plenty of time for folks to get chores done in the morning and come out in the afternoon. And again, Angus bulls, Sim Angus bulls, Angus heifers, and Sim Angus heifers. So pretty good selection.
That's correct, and lunch will be provided. It's nothing fancy, but like Subway with some chips, stuff like that. Look forward to seeing you at the sale on the 15th.
Again, that was Larry Rhodes, and the sale will be taking place next Saturday, the 15th at 12:30 in the afternoon. And you can hear the entire interview on Monday during our Farmers Appreciation Reports right here on FM 106. That'll wrap up this Thursday afternoon edition of the Ag Show. This has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI.